Seattle is changing the way it chooses government. With redistricting, voters can now choose candidates who represent their neighborhood interests. The University District and the University of Washington are in the heart of District Number 4, where KUOW's Joshua McNichols reports the top issues are growth and displacement.
You'd think the University District would be thriving. It's right next to the University of Washington. That's an institution that takes in around $250 million in state taxes and turns that into $12.5 billion in economic impact for the state. Yet, the U District has struggled financially for decades. It's a paradox that bothers people in District 4.
How can we better collaborate and better use the power of the creative minds here at the university, the students and faculty who are doing incredible work, and have that feed the good things in the University District?
That's Sally Clark. She used to be on the city council. Now she works for the university. And the university is trying to turn the U District into an innovation district. They created a startup incubator here called Startup Hall, where entrepreneurs can network with academics doing cutting-edge research. The dream is that their new business will set down roots here and hire lots of people. But the arrangement isn't without risks for those entrepreneurs. They've each had to leave something behind.
In the military, if you do a great job and take care of your soldiers, you can be successful in the Army. Entrepreneurs can work really, really hard, and it can still not work out. But we really believe in what we're doing, and so it's worth it.
Oh, it's a huge commitment, and it's really scary, giving up all sorts of job security and salary and benefits. But it's exciting, and the energy here is really helpful.
It's a ride on a roller coaster, but it's been a fun ride. I wake up in the morning, and I want to come here and start working.
That was Chris Hurst, Amy Spinelli, and Khalid Siddiqui, each a founder of a new business at the UW's incubator. And they've discovered a sense of community at Startup Hall. They help each other work through technical problems. But there's an issue. There isn't enough affordable office space in the U District to accommodate them as they grow. Here's Sally Clark.
When they're ready to leave the nest, where do they go?
The UW wants more office space nearby. The question is how to get to that future. A U District comprehensive plan could include zoning changes and increased building heights to allow more growth. But new office space and more workers in the area could put more pressure on the availability of housing. That could be a real issue for people living in District 4, but who are outside of the startup economy. People who've invested their lives in one career, only to find that career has declined in value over the years.
Makes me kind of mad, really. I'm pissed off.
That's Winfred Lucas. He's standing in line at the Family Works Food Bank in Wallingford, near the western edge of District 4. Lucas is a 61-year-old marine electrician. He supplements his income by picking up garbage in sports stadiums. And he keeps his rent low, around $550, by renting a room in a house full of college students. He's old enough to be their grandfather.
Sometimes it can be a little hectic, because a lot of them don't want to clean up after themselves, but I don't let it bother me no more. I just do what I do. And if it's messy in the kitchen, I just leave it messy, because I didn't make the mess, because I was brought up, if you make a mess, to clean it up.
Finding a way to absorb the higher rent is an issue for many people in District 4.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do in order to make it. Sacrifice is a way of life.
And it's not just folks at the food bank who are making sacrifices. The squeeze extends up, well into the middle class.
My name is Kathy Lorzel, and I'm here because we wanted to hang out with my son in a park with some dogs.
Lorzel is at the Magnuson Park Dog Park at the far eastern edge of District 4 on the shore of Lake Washington. Recently, she learned that a family she was very close to would be moving to Michigan because they couldn't afford a house for their growing family.
When we had our son, they were the ones who brought us meals and helped me when I was going through even things like postpartum depression. You know, they were the ones that were there.
It raises a big question for District 4. How do you maintain a sense of community when all this growth pushes people out? Lorzel doesn't have the answer, but she has found a way to stay here.
We bought a house with a mother-in-law, and my parents are actually going to be living there part-time so that we can afford to stay in the city. And so all of us are having to make choices that we wouldn't necessarily have made in the past because we want to stay.
Many of those who've managed to stay in District 4 have done so by reinventing themselves in some way. For the entrepreneurs in the U District, that meant leaving their old lives behind to build something new. For others, it's been about just finding a place they can afford to live and trying to find a bit of community in a city that's just changing so fast. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.